Hello, I'm Zach, and on today's episode, we are going virtual. So grab your mouse, your laptop, your cell phone, and get ready to log on with the Morrisons down Gilead Lane.
Hey, Mike, I need to use a computer for a second.
I can't finish my paper for tomorrow.
I don't know about another website.
This may be a lost cause.
What?
Every time I close one, another one opens.
Sounds like a virus.
So over here, there are team owners. I'm one of them. And I can put together my whole team based on real players.
Can they fly?
What?
Fly, you know, with the ball.
Why would they fly with the ball?
Because it's fantasy football. I've always wanted to fly. And if you're going to put together your own dream thing,
No. It doesn't work that way. It's real world stuff. No one flies or anything like that.
Well, if it's real stuff, why is it called fantasy?
Because it's fantasy teams. You get to put together your own team that doesn't exist from players that do exist.
I don't get it.
This may be a lost cause.
I don't understand. How can something be real and not real at the same time?
Oh.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hi, Cody. Yeah, he's here.
Tim, Cody's on the phone.
Cody? Really?
Yep.
Cody, what's up? No way, are you serious? What? Where online? Hey, Mike, I need to use a computer for a second.
Sure. I was done trying to explain fantasy football to Hope anyway.
Okay, thanks.
So you want to go play some real basketball?
Yeah, come on.
Hey, now,
you know,
where is it?
Follow through, I think you'll be able to figure out that free throw thing.
No way.
Really?
Check that out. So if I sign up here, you and I can play against each other? Oh, that's awesome.
Wasn't it hilarious when Mark took that paper and then ran?
Yeah, I know. I thought for just a second that Stuart was actually going to catch him.
Yeah, that would have been a mess. I've seen the two of them get into water fights and wrestling right there in the middle of the room.
No way. Seriously?
Seriously.
Wow.
I'm really glad you're coming to the Family Fun Center now.
It is fun. I didn't think it would be such a good time.
Really? Why not?
Well, I don't know a lot of people there, and I didn't think I'd have a good time. I was really nervous.
About what?
All those new people, and I don't really know a lot about Peace of Heaven. I mean, I didn't know what to expect.
We're normal people, just like you.
Well, I didn't think you were aliens or anything. I just didn't know if you'd sit around all night reading the Bible or something and call that fun.
No, that's definitely not in our definition of fun. Although, we do have scriptures that we study.
You do?
Why are you so surprised?
I don't know. You're just so... You're different than the other Bible people I know.
Well, maybe we're different because we don't just limit ourselves to the Bible. We learn from a lot of different places.
You do?
Yeah.
I guess you'll have to tell me more later, because we're at my house.
Yeah. Oh, wait. We could study together for tomorrow's English Lit test, and then we'd have more time.
Okay. My mom's here, so that would be all right.
Cool.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Morris residence?
Morrison, yes. How can I help you?
The question is, how can I help you? Our new seaweed crackers are naturally harvested and organically milled to be sure that you lose none of the necessary vitamins and minerals that your body needs. We're happy to send you the first month's crackers free of charge and a new set of crackers every month automatically.
No, thank you. We're not interested.
These crackers are lifesavers, ma'am. They have been documented in highly scientific research to take years off your actual age.
Still, we aren't interested. Thank you very much.
How about continuing your education from the privacy and comfort of your own home?
No.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Who is on the phone?
No one.
What?
Telemarketers.
Oh. Hey, are there any apples left?
Yeah, there's some on the kitchen counter.
Okay, thanks. I'll get it.
Oh, thank you.
Hello?
Hello. My name is Jerry, and I would like to speak with you about your weight.
My what?
Your weight. Statistics show that with the rising number of obese people in the world, you are likely one of those people.
I'm likely what? Obese?
Haley, what's wrong?
That's why you've been specially chosen to receive a free sample of Fat Burn, the all-natural supplement guaranteed to...
What? I'm fat!
is this?
Fat burn is organically mined from trees only found in the far northern regions of New Zealand's inland habitation.
No, thank you. Goodbye. Oh, those telemarketers are getting worse every day. Just ignore them, Haley.
He said I was fat.
It was the phone, sweetie. He couldn't see you.
Yeah, but still, not so hungry now.
Haley!
It's all right, Mom. I'm gonna go do my homework now.
So, Bo, would you like some iced tea or milk or water to go with your dinner?
Water would be fine, Mrs. Smith. Thank you. And thank you for inviting me to stay for dinner.
Oh, it's no bother at all. It was nice to have you over here studying. What was it, dear?
English Lit.
Yes, English Literature with Jessica.
So, Bo, Jessica says that you're new in town. You came with Peace of Heaven, is that right?
Yes, sir. My family came here because my mother works for Peace of Heaven.
She does? What does she do?
She's a counselor.
Oh, like a psychiatrist or something?
Sort of, but she works more with your spiritual side. You know, like if your spirit is carrying burdens from past generations to future generations and stuff.
Oh, I see.
It's kind of confusing if you've never done it before, but she helps, like, cleanse your aura and stuff. It makes you healthier inside and out, like your chakra and your ki.
Your keys?
No, not keys. Ki, a positive force within you.
That's sort of weird.
Jessica Renee.
Honestly, Jessica.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude, but...
It's okay. I hear that sort of thing all the time. Maybe sometime you can talk to my mom more about it, and maybe she can help you understand.
Well, isn't that nice? It sounds like a wonderful offer. We'd like to learn more about Peace of Heaven, wouldn't we, Bill?
Well, yeah, Jean's right. We've been talking about it.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
That's really nice. I'll tell my mother. Maybe we can have you over for dinner sometime. I know my mom would like that. And then maybe you can check out the campus and some of the plans. Maybe she can even introduce you to Reverend Brodsky. You know, he's the man in charge.
I had heard that. Perhaps we could bring Brad along sometime when he's home. Jessica did tell you she's got an older brother, right?
She mentioned it, sir.
He's touring with some metal garbage band or something.
Bang your fingers.
Yes, that makes a father so proud.
Bo, would you like more corn?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And we ask, Lord, that you be with Tim tonight. We know he's very, very busy these days. And we ask that you would guide him as he does his homework and help him to recall the things he's been studying so that you can build his character and that you may be glorified in all he does. In your son's holy name, amen.
Amen.
Well, I think we're on page 52 of the devotional book tonight. Oh, it's too bad Tim can't make it. This is going to be a good one.
It stinks that Tim's working so hard these days. I hate when teachers assign so much homework. Remember that one year that Brooke nearly missed our family night because she had so much?
Yeah, and Justin used to stay up almost all night sometimes, too.
Well, let's hope that Tim's work isn't that hard. And I was never a fan of Justin staying up all night, and I wouldn't be happy if Timothy were doing it either. Ignore that. If they're a friend, they can leave a message, and if not, I couldn't care less.
Alrighty.
I'm tired of answering the phone for these telemarketers. Now, about Tim and this staying up all night.
I'm sure he's going to be fine, Mary. He's working hard. He's in the office, right?
I think so.
Dad, I'll just go see how he's doing.
Oh, thank you, John.
So use the sword already. Oh, get rid of that guy. Come on, Cody.
Hey, champ, how you doing?
Okay.
I have a lot of homework these days, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it happens to everyone, pal. You just hang in there, okay?
Yep, will do. Thanks, Dad.
Well, I see you're anxious to get back to it. I appreciate that about you, son. And we prayed for you tonight.
Oh, thanks, Dad. I really do appreciate it.
I'll have Mom bring in a snack later.
Thanks. Sorry, Dad came in. What happened while I was gone? What? I don't know about another website. I don't know if I should be signing up at all these places. Justin's there. Really? Send me the link. Face to Face. Let me check it out then. Cool. Look at that. There's Justin's profile. Oh, I'm signing up right now.
Tonight's reading for class was on Custer and his famous last stand. Misha, can you tell me what state his famous last battle took place in?
Wyoming?
Close, but no.
Timothy. Timothy Morrison? Mr. Morrison!
Ah! What? Huh?
Since you're so worn out this morning, perhaps a little nap in the office would be a good idea.
But I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
So, Jessica, how's Beau?
He's all right.
He hasn't been around much since the other day. I thought you two were getting along.
We are, but he doesn't need to be here all the time. We aren't dating or anything, Mom, just...
Why not? What's wrong with him?
Nothing, but I don't like Beau like that. And some of that Peace of Heaven stuff seems really weird. It could be scary.
Scary? How?
All of that cleansing your spirit stuff? And getting into some weird burdens from past life things he talked about, too. It's just weird. Why are you so interested?
It's something that your father and I have been talking about lately. You know, we've lived in Coleraine for years now, but...
But what, Mom?
I don't know. We've never really felt like we belonged here. We thought maybe if Monica Richter had become mayor, we might have been in that in crowd, but she didn't. And now, with Peace of Heaven...
What?
Doesn't it feel like you could belong to something bigger? Wouldn't you like to?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I thought about that, too. It would be nice. I don't know about Peace of Heaven.
Why? Is there something you've heard about it? There's only family-friendly things they do, right? I haven't heard anything.
I know. And you're right. It would be really nice to feel like you belonged.
Well, let's think about it, then.
Okay.
Let's hurry on these veggies. I want to be ready when your dad gets home.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, let's see what I can get done on that report this evening. Uh-huh. All right.
You need a new mortgage.
What's this?
We can help. Click
what?
Here for more information.
Oh, come on. What?
Have you always dreamed of continuing your education but didn't know how to do it? Order today.
Can you believe?
This special gift can be yours free.
No.
Hurry.
All right, come on, get out of there.
Soon.
Have you lost your job and need to work from home?
Oh,
have we
no.
Got the job for you?
I cannot believe.
Are you still looking for
what is going
someone?
On?
We can help.
Close. Come on.
Order today and this special gift can be yours free. Hurry.
Every time I close one, another one opens.
Are you still looking for that special right.
Have you lost your job?
I'm never going to get this report finished. Oh.
Hello?
Mom? Are you okay?
Justin! Oh, hi, honey. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? That was an odd greeting. Are you sure you're all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Well, we've just gotten onto some telemarketing list or something. We're getting tons of sales calls. And I don't want to hear anything about seaweed or mortgages or schooling or anything like that.
Well, I can understand that. I hate those calls.
So how are you, honey? Is everything going well? Oh, did you get my care package last week?
Yes, I did. Didn't you get my message?
Message?
Yeah, I asked him to let you know that I got it.
Oh, probably lost in the shuffle. He has been working a lot lately.
Yes, he has been. Hey, is he around?
Yeah, I think he's upstairs. Hold on. Timothy? Justin's on the phone.
Got it. Thanks, Mom. What's up, Justin?
I just wanted to talk for a couple minutes.
Okay. Why didn't you just hit me up on face-to-face? We talk there all the time.
I know we do, but... It's not the same.
Mm.
And face-to-face is what I wanted to talk to you about anyway.
Okay.
Tim, do you know how much information you're putting online? I mean, dude, you have our phone number listed on your page. And how much time are you spending online? You seem to be there all the time. The other night I saw you there at midnight. What's up with that?
Well, I have some friends in Australia, and it's only noon there.
Who do you know in Australia?
Chris. He's from Perth, and he's a really nice guy. His wife's name is Anna, and I told him that we have a friend here named Anna, and we both thought that was cool.
Where'd you meet this guy?
On Face to Face. We're in the same group.
How do you know he's in Australia? And Maybe it is noon in Australia, but it's still midnight where you are, Tim.
Come on, Justin. It's not that bad. What were you doing up at midnight?
I'm in college. That's different.
So? I'm not. Does that mean I'm less important?
Wait, when did this become about being important?
You're right. It's not. It's just, it's really cool to think that I know someone in Australia, or in Holland or Africa, or, you know, like I'm part of something bigger than Coleraine. Everyone knows us here, but there's so much out there that...
I understand that, Tim. I do. But you still can't always trust people. They can say anything online.
Yeah, that's true.
You've seen the programs on TV about being safe on the internet.
I know.
I know you know, but you're still going there and sharing information that you shouldn't be.
Uh-huh.
And Dad said you missed family devotions the other night because of homework?
Yeah, I know.
Were you working on homework?
No, not really. I'll need to talk to Dad about that and tell him. I never said I was doing homework, really. But I didn't say I wasn't either.
That's still lying, Tim.
I didn't mean to.
I know that. But Tim, it's just not cool. I'm concerned about you, man.
Yeah, I know. I need to stop, don't I?
I think you do. And you're gonna have to tell Mom and Dad everything you've shared online about where you live and what you do and stuff. They need to know.
I'll talk to him, Justin. I really will.
I know. And hey, Tim, call me next time you want to talk. I'd rather hear your voice anyway.
You got it.
So, where's Beau today?
I don't know. Do I have to know where Beau is all the time?
Whoa, hold on. I was only joking.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you. I've just been hearing that a lot from home lately.
What? About Beau?
Yeah. Mom and Dad really like him.
Yeah, I can see why parents would like him. He's a decent guy.
I don't think it's him as much as it is Peace of Heaven.
Huh?
My parents have developed this interest in Peace of Heaven. It's starting to drive me crazy.
Really? I thought you were curious too. I thought they had some of those ideas that you said you believed.
I know, but there's just something weird about it all with my parents wondering so much and asking so many questions.
Why? What are they so interested in?
I don't know. Mom said that they haven't felt like they belonged in Coleraine or like they were a part of a group or something.
That's weird. I didn't know grown-ups ever felt like that.
Me neither. I thought it only felt like that when you were in school. But they're looking for something to be part of.
I can understand that. Everyone wants to feel like they belong to something bigger, don't they?
But Peace of Heaven's so... It's weird about some things. I don't think we belong there.
You know, maybe it's not so much being a part of something, but being a part of the right something. Listen, Jessica, I care, remember? We talked about this after that choking mess, you know?
Yeah, I know. And maybe you've got a point. You know, I am just really tired of talking about this. Thanks for listening, though. I appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
Go Rock! Get 'em!
Yeah! They need to go away to a meteor someplace!
Hey, do you hear that?
No way!
That doesn't sound good.
Oh, come on.
What's up, Mike?
All these stupid pop-ups opened when I clicked open the internet, and after one of them opened, the computer froze up, and then the siren started blaring.
Sounds like a virus.
Do you know what that means? I can't finish my paper for tomorrow.
See? I told ya. Not good.
No, not good.
I'd better call Dad and see if he can fix it.
Yeah.
Tim, do you have a minute?
Sure, Mom. Come on in.
Dad's here, too.
Oh, it's okay. You're allowed.
Well, thank you. Hey, Tim, your mom and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the computer.
Oh, I know. I've needed to talk to you about that, too.
Oh? What did you want to say?
Well, I know I've been messing up lately. I mean, spending too much time online and stuff.
I wondered about that. I know you were getting a lot of homework, but it seemed like you were up really late, and it was all on the computer?
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, I was online.
Oh, doing what?
Well, some of it was games, but some of it was with Justin.
Justin?
Yeah, he's on face-to-face, and we talk all the time and play games. It's really cool, because even though he's not here, it's kind of like he is, you know?
Well, that sounds really neat, Tim. Uh-huh. We'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and if Brooke could get on, then we could all talk to each other.
That's true. That's what we'll have to see.
Yeah.
But, Timothy, we're talking about your internet interest here. It's concerning your mother and me a great deal. It feels like you're pulling away from other things to spend time online.
I know. I'm sorry. And, Dad, I have to tell you something.
Sure.
The other night when you came to check on me, I wasn't working on homework. I was playing games.
When you miss devotions?
Yeah.
Oh, Timothy. You know that's not allowed. You can't skip family devotions to play games. Homework is one thing. Games and playing are completely different.
I know. I really am sorry, Mom.
You know, son, we're supposed to love God with all our mind, our soul, our hearts, and all our strength.
I know, Dad.
If you're putting other things before God, you'll start to lose that. Each time it becomes just a little easier to skip it until you pulled so far away that your heart gets hardened.
It's a very slippery slope, especially when you start spending all of your time there. Honey, it becomes an addiction.
But, Mom, it's not like drugs or alcohol or anything.
No. No, it's not. And those sites in and of themselves aren't bad.
Yeah.
Right. But when you start needing to be there and putting other things aside, some important things...
I can get addicted. You're right. I'm really sorry.
Mm-hmm. And we don't need to discuss the dangers of the internet. The things you can stumble across. We've discussed that numerous times on our father-son Saturdays, haven't we?
I know. And I've been really careful. I've only been to face-to-face and Rock Smallwood site. Uh-huh. I haven't gone anywhere else. Fine. Plus, you know our filtering software wouldn't let me. I mean, even if I tried. Which I didn't, really.
That's right. That's right. And I appreciate that you're thinking that way, son.
Yeah.
But you still have to be careful what you share on those sites.
I know. I thought I'd been careful, but Justin told me the other night that he was worried about how much I was sharing.
Like?
Well, my age and where I live and stuff. The things that you have to put online when you register anyway.
Oh, Tim, you do have to be very careful. Not everyone on those sites is who they say they are.
Justin told me that, too.
Ah, I wonder where he got so smart.
Oh, think he could have learned it from his parents?
Never can tell. Yeah, but Tim... He is right. You do need to be careful, son.
Yeah. It was just so cool to belong to something bigger. I mean, I met people in Australia and Holland and Africa.
Wow.
I told Justin all about it the other night.
And I can understand that, son. It's really neat to meet people in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someday you'll travel there, really see those places.
I'd like that.
Right.
Tim, when you sign up at those sites, what sort of information do they ask for?
Oh, typical stuff. Name, nickname, password, email, phone number.
Aha! Well, that's it. Huh. That's where we've been getting all of those telemarketer calls.
But I haven't signed up for any house-buying sites or weight loss things.
No, yeah. No. But sometimes those sites sell your name and information to other sites. You have to be really careful about that.
I didn't know that. Honest.
I know, son, I know. But the Bible says we need to be wise. The book of Proverbs is full of words about wisdom.
I think I need to read some Proverbs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you do. And, along with that, you're going to work off the cost of repairs for the computer.
Yes, sir.
Good. Good. Hey, you know I love you, son.
Me too.
Thanks.
I got it! Hello?
Hey, Haley. It's Jessica.
Hey, what's up?
I was wondering if you had a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I have some questions and, well, when we were talking before, you didn't seem to have a lot of questions about what you believe.
I do have questions about some parts, but I don't have any questions about the important parts. I know Jesus died for me, and I know God loves me and...
We talked about that before. I'm just wondering about some other things and that stuff you said about the right thing.
Yeah.
So, what do you mean by that? The right thing? And how do you know if it is the right thing? And how do you know that what you believe is right?
Well, those are good questions. Let's start out with this. Do you have a Bible?
Those are good questions. I hope Haley can speak the truth of what she believes to her friend. There were some pretty serious issues that the Morrisons looked at today. Haley is tackling the truth with Jessica, and Tim learned some great lessons about internet safety. You know, internet safety is really important. We at CBH Ministries know that going online can be safe and fun, but there are a few things you've got to remember when you're surfing the web. First, never give out any personal information, like your home address, your school name, your telephone number, or credit card info. Second, don't ever send a picture of yourself over the internet without your parents' permission first. And third, never speak or write to anyone that makes you feel uncomfortable. Be sure to talk to your parents about anything you see or read online that doesn't seem quite right. Here's something we all need to remember as God's children. When we're using the internet, we need to pursue God with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. It's just like what John Morrison said in today's episode. The virtual world can be a great and fun thing, but it should never become the focus of our lives. That spot is reserved for Jesus. Today's episode was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Virtual Unreality was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Our recording engineer was Roy Wallace. Post-production by Joe Carroll, with additional recording by Austin Rustoffer. Music was by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach, hoping you'll log on again next week. Down Gilead Lane.